The Senate Committee on Insurance will come to order. Good afternoon. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. We are holding our committee hearing here in the Capitol to allow the public access. We have admitted members of the public into two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and we'll be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it right now. Today's participant number is 844-291-6364. Once again, 844-291-6364. And the access code is 736-2831. Once again, 736-2831. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please see the Senate or website of Insurance Committee. While we move to public comments, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1 and 0 for support and opposition. Please press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your patience. Please note I will maintain decorum during the hearing as is customary. Any individuals who are disrupted may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and conduct our hearings in as close to the same manner as it is customary, there may be some lag time for participants who are adjusting to a new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. Today, we have three bills on today's agenda. First, we will establish a quorum. Consultant, please call the roll.
Rubio?
Here.
Rubio here. Jones?
Jones.
Here.
Jones here. Archuleta?
Here.
Archuleta here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Borges?
Present.
Borges here. Dodd?
Here.
Dodd here. Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here. Hueso? Oh. Hueso here. Glazer not present. Hurtado? Melendez, Portantino?
Here.
Portantino here. Roth?
Here.
Roth here.
We have established a quorum. We will now welcome our first author. Welcome, Senator Gonzalez. You may now present SB 283 when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Madam Chair and members and Insurance Committee Consultant. I'm here to present SB 283, which strengthens the Equal Insurance HIV Act of 2020. Last year, this committee passed the Equal Insurance HIV Act, which prohibits an insurer from declining an insurance application or enrollment solely based on a positive HIV test. SB 283 just makes clarifying and updating technical changes to the provisions that we are set forth by the Equal Insurance HIV Act. Specifically, the bill would prohibit an insurer from considering an applicant's occupation, which was omitted from the act last year, in determining whether to require an HIV test. Moreover, it clarifies existing law, which allows insurers to limit benefits payable for a loss caused or contributed by HIV if they could have declined an applicant during the initial medical underwriting process, but they chose to issue coverage instead. I'll continue having conversations with stakeholders to clarify that fraud and misrepresentation are still valid reasons to limit benefits, and will work to address the issue before the Act goes into effect on January 1st, 2023. Finally, this bill will conform the penalty of imprisonment under the Equal Insurance HIV Act to not exceed 364 calendar days as established under current under existing law. It is also critical in strengthening protections and ensuring that the Equal Insurance HIV Act is implemented as it was intended. Today, testifying in support, I have Kendra Zoller, Deputy Legislative Director for the Department of Insurance, and Tammy Martin, Legislative Director for Equality California. And on standby, we also have Nancy Holm and Wendy Hill to answer any technical questions. And I respectfully ask for an aye vote when appropriate for SB 283. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator. We will now move on to anyone waiting to testify in support. But before we do, please note that each side will be permitted an equal amount of time, not to exceed 3 minutes. All others wishing to testify must limit their comments to their name, affiliation, and position on the measure. We will start with Kendra Zoller from the California Department of Insurance when you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Kendra Zoller on behalf of Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara and the Department of Insurance. We are the proud sponsors of SB 283, and we would like to thank Senator Gonzalez for authoring this measure and for her continued commitment to health equity for all. I would like to begin by saying that the department is committed to continuing discussions and working with all stakeholders on any outstanding issues that need to be resolved as the legislative process. Last year, Governor Newsom signed the Equal Insurance Act by Senator Gonzalez, which deleted outdated laws for discrimination of insurance applicants based solely on their HIV status. When HIV underwriting laws were enacted, treatment and services for someone who tested HIV positive were severely limited, which significantly reduced their life expectancy. Today, with access to quality health care, advancements in HIV testing and treatment, a person who learns they are HIV positive can live a longer, healthier life than ever before. And their need for life and disability insurance is imperative in order for them to protect themselves and their loved ones. SB 283 makes several important clarifying changes to strengthen protection and to ensure that the Equal Insurance HIV Act is implemented as it was intended. On behalf of Insurance Commissioner Lara, I ask for your aye.
Thank you, Kendra. We will now move on to Tammy Martin from Equality California.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair and committee members. I'll be brief. This is Tammy Martin on behalf of Equality California, proud co-sponsor of SB 283 alongside Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara. Like its predecessor, the Equal Insurance HIV Act of 2020, SB 283 is a bill that at its core is about not discriminating against someone because of their HIV status and modernizing California's outdated laws relating to HIV. So we really thank Senator Gonzalez and the Insurance Commissioner for continuing to champion this effort, and we respectfully request the committee's support today to ensure that California's laws reflect science, not stigma. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Martin. We will now move on to witnesses here in the gallery. Seeing none, we will now move to room 112. Seeing none. Finally, we will move on to support witnesses waiting to testify via the teleconference service. Moderator, please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of SB 283, and please open the lines.
Thank you. If you would like to testify in support of Bill SB 280, please press 1 followed by the 0 at this time. An AT&T operator will give you your line number offline. And one moment, please. And again, for everybody, if you would like to test in support of Bill SB 280, please press 1-0.
Moderator, can you let me know how many callers we have waiting?
We just have one with an operator. One moment. All Line 16, please go ahead. Your line is open. 16, please go ahead.
Madam Chair and members, this is Matt Powers with the Association of California Life and Health Insurance Companies. While we aren't officially in support, we are working to get there. And I did want to thank the author, her staff, and the sponsors for their work on this issue over the past 2 years. We also appreciate the author's comments regarding Section 3799.08. And we have every confidence that we'll land in a good place. So we absolutely think this bill should continue to move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else waiting to speak?
Madam Chair, there is no other participant queued up.
Thank you. Now we will move over to any witnesses wishing to speak in opposition of SB 283 here in the gallery. Seeing none, we're now moving on to room 112. And anyone wishing to testify in opposition? Seeing none, thank you. We will now move on to our witnesses wishing to testify via teleconference service. Moderator, please open the lines.
Thank you. If you would like to testify in opposition to SB 280, please press 1 followed by 0 at this time. And as a reminder, to testify in opposition to SB 280, please press 1-0. And I apologize, the bill number is 283.
Is there anyone waiting to testify in opposition? Moderator, please give me the number.
Nobody is going up.
Thank you. We will now move over to member questions or comments. Seeing none, I just want to thank the author from Long Beach for bringing this measure forward. I had the privilege of working with you on this last year. And this is a critical step towards tackling the unfair discrimination of individuals. So thank you. And with that, would you like to close?
Thank you, Madam Chair, for your work as well. And I just want to thank our co-sponsors, Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara and the Insurance Department, as well as Equality California, for their work with me. And I respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion? Moved by Senator Roth. Consultant, please do roll call.
The motion is do pass. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Borges?
Aye.
Borges, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Glazer? Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Hurtado? Melendez? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. The bill has 9 votes for.
9 yes. The motion is due pass. This bill is out with 9 ayes, no noes. We will now move on to consent calendar. There are 2 bills on consent calendar, SB 11 and SB 72. Do I have a motion on the consent calendar? Moved by Senator Hueso. Consultant, please call the roll.
Consent calendar, Rubio?
Yeah.
Aye. I'm
not Rubio, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Borges?
Aye.
Borges, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Glazer? Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Hurtado? Melendez? Portantino? Portantino, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Bill has 9 votes for. Consent calendar has 9 votes.
The consent calendar has 9 votes. I will just hold the roll open for a few minutes for absent members. I will now open the roll for SB 283 for those absent members. Consultant, please call the roll for absent members for SB 283.
SB 283, current vote is 9-0. Glazer, Hurtado, Hurtado aye, Melendez, Melendez aye. New vote is 11-0.
The motion is due pass for 283, 11 ayes, no zeros. We will continue to hold the roll open for absent members. We will now move over to consent calendar. Consultant, please call the roll.
Consent calendar, current vote is 9-0. Glazer, Hurtado, Hurtado aye, Melendez, Melendez aye. Vote is 11-0.
Consent calendar has 11-0. We will continue to hold this open for absent members. Thank you. We will now open the roll for absent members. We will go to SB 283. Consultant, please call the roll.
SB 283 do pass. Current vote is 11-0. Glazer? Glazer aye. Vote is 12-0.
Bill, SB 283 is out. 12 ayes and no zeros. We will now move on to consent calendar. Please call the roll.
Current vote on the consent calendar is 11-0. Glazer? Glazer aye. Vote is 12-0.
The consent calendar is out. 12 ayes, no noes. Thank you everyone for your patience and cooperation. We have now concluded the agenda. The Committee on Insurance is now adjourned. Have a good day.